Wednesday of the fourth week of ordinary time. The gospel is Mark 6:1-6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, up to now, we see the kingdom of God being manifested through Jesus in such powerful way that nothing can stop him. He overcomes severe illnesses. He overcomes death. He is the power of God being manifested. Not even the Pharisees can stop him. But now he goes to his native place, to Nazareth. And here he does not do the miracles as usual. Is he lacking any power? No. But where not even death could stop him, he is blocked by lack of faith. The mighty works that he was doing, overcoming even demons, but now the biggest obstacle of all, our own unbelief. And what is it that these people cannot believe? They were religious. They were actually in the synagogue, in the prayer place. But we have a hard time believing that God could be in the presence of the ordinary, that God can work through the little ones, the workmen, the layperson, the poor. And God indeed became man, truly one of us. Isn't it true that it's easier for us to believe that great mystics happened 500 years ago, but to recognize authentic saints and mystics in our own time is hard for us to believe? We become skeptical and even scandalized. It doesn't seem for us real that God is truly working in our own lives, in our ordinary, everyday, doing what is loving, what is God's will for us, caressing our children, looking at people with mercy, with kindness, doing our daily work as one with Jesus. Jesus is truly dwelling in us and spreading the kingdom right now through you and through me. And we really do not have faith unless we believe this. And so the people were astonished and they asked themselves a good question when they said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given to him?" Good questions, but they were not able to come to the true answers because of their prejudging prejudging of what could be expected of God to do among them.